Hey guys, Will Durst here with your congressional traffic update. And it's ugly out there, people. As expected, following the holiday recess, we're seeing a lot of bluster and bombast building up on the Beltway, and that has managed to slow progress on every budget deal ramp to a virtual crawl. Three or four 18-wheelers full of Election Day rancor have overturned, and as you might imagine, rubbernecking has resulted in hundreds of not-so-tender fender benders. It's gotten so bad that major media outlet trucks are stuck on the shoulder filming each other. The pathway to prosperity remains hopelessly clogged due to a multitude of partisan pileups caused by a refusal to merge, not to mention the plethora of misread polls. Part of the problem has to do with the numerous turnarounds that have recently been closed, and reports continue to stream in that some crazy person named Grover Norquist has been spotted in the right side ditch, flagging motorists off the road straight into various freeway abutments. Due to the slickness of the situation on the streets and some inexplicable glitch that has turned all the stoplights to red, further delays are expected to spread across the nation as we experience a massive impasse on all roads leading to the cutoff meant to avert the dreaded fiscal cliff. Outside of that, looks like we're back to normal, with stalls and jams and near-total gridlock for the rest of the day and into the foreseeable future. With weather and traffic on the 8th, this is Will Durst reporting for WillDurst.com.